Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. We're going to jump right into how my belief system or ideology around healing has evolved over time. I'd say the consistent is that more and more, it's the radical ownership of my body, my organs, the internal systems, and how they interact with the outside world. Everything that I do that's a daily practice complements my body's natural healing or natural recovery. Maybe it's sitting in an infrared sauna. Maybe it's lying down and using some pulse magnetics and frequency technology to help break up patterns and then re-entrain my body's natural state of being. Maybe it's walking barefoot outside. Maybe it's gazing into the morning rising sun, or maybe it's simply sitting in really cold water to remind my body that this is what cold feels like. Oftentimes, I find that doing some of these things I just listed could be looked at as uncomfortable or put me out of the comfort zone, but they all fall into that practice for me of anti-fragility or building resilience. One program that I've really been leaning into lately is one that works with the limbic system. So as I've tested the waters on this idea of radical ownership of self, of sovereignty, of my immune system, of my inflammatory response, what if the first thing that I reached for wasn't a nutraceutical, a vitamin IV, a supplement, a biohacking tool? What if the first thing that I did was to witness my response? That could be an inflammation response. That could be an anxiety trigger. That could be fear. That could be anger. Now, we always talk about this on the show, right? Widening the gap between stimulation and response, there lies your power. If anybody's looking for an idea for a t-shirt, there it is. Increase the gap between stimulus and response. There lies your power. That's what this program that I'm dabbling in does. It's called Reorigin, Re-Origin, and it works with the limbic system. So just let's quick do a breakdown on what the limbic system does. It's actually the structures in the midbrain that include the amygdala, the hypothalamus, the hippocampus, and the parts of the cortex. The limbic system is also referred to as the feeling, the reacting brain, and its job is to keep you safe. You can think of this system as a security system. It's responsible from any number of tasks like gathering information about your present environment, determining if there's a threat coming in, signaling for the immune system, hormones, nervous system. How do we make those or allow those to respond appropriately? It also includes aspects of memory and emotional intelligence. Now, I'm not going to break down the whole system and how this program works, but essentially, it's me through a creative writing examining what my triggers are. What are Freddie's triggers? Maybe it's mold. Maybe it's the smell of a narcissist. Maybe it's the feeling of being diminished in my achievements. Whatever the trigger is, I can write out that thought process or loop. And then through a series of spoken word and exercises, I can work to disentrain and then rewire or repattern my brain and create a loop back to a time when I was not reactive to mold, when I was not reactive to outside world, when I had a perfectly balanced immune system, when I could handle truckloads of glyphosate from the cornfields I grew up next to, all the things, right? And so what this program does for me, Reorigin, is it takes me out of treating, not treating. I'm working with what is. I'm working with the glory that is ready, my internal vibrance. So healing, as opposed to peeling back layers of an onion, in which my friend Casper says, well, at the end of the day, what do we have? We have this stinky onion. We have nothing left. I get to the middle of an onion and it's hollow. What if this process of Reorigin if you could visualize yourself as this beautiful glowing light bulb. Maybe the bulb is covered with mud and dirt and dust, and each attempt or each endeavor into optimization is just to clear away a little bit of dirt, a little bit of rust or mold. And through this process, your light shines more brightly. I can tell you that this has been my experience in the world. And it's never been one thing, but everything that I have leaned into has cleared away a little dust, has made me a brighter light. Now, is that ego talking? Maybe. But I'll also tell you my experience as a human being on the planet has been where people have written me these beautiful letters and wonderful text messages and phone calls and almost verbatim, Freddie, it's beautiful to watch your growth. Freddie, it's beautiful to watch your expansion. Freddie, it's wonderful to see your magnetic resonance. It's wonderful to see you standing in your full colors and your light. It's a very common message that comes through. So my favorite thing is to offer is that, hey, listen, I am simply the reflection of your perfection, right? A lot of times we'll see light in another human being. We'll say, oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's because it's inside you. So I would just offer that. So this is something that I practice every day with this new program, Reorigin, and I'm in discovery, right? I'm 45 days in, 60 days in, something like that. I'm probably putting in 10 to 15 minutes a day watching videos, learning about the system, the structures, how they wire, and how nerves that wire together fire together. A great quote from Joe Dispenza. You're going to see a lot of this work that overlaps with other work, and it seems to be very powerful. And it's always something I've called in. Now, there's many, many systems that work like this. I'm not dogmatic about which you choose, but it's similar to dynamic neural retraining like Annie Hopper or the Gupta program. There's another one from Dan Neufler that is the ANS rewiring system, a technology called the Muse, which provides real-time feedback. There's the Ziva meditation from Emily Fletcher. That is a new type of meditation, which approaches meditation, I'd say, in a more accessible way, easier to implement, supporting the whole brain and the limbic system. There's high-end programs where there's 5 days immersives, like 40 years of Zen, which also work on this deprogramming or dewiring and then the process of entrainment. People that have founded that program, that's Dave Asprey, the Bulletproof Executive. So many great programs out there that function on this work. And it doesn't throw away any of the other biohacking technology or the supplementation or the fasting or the retreats. It just complements the work. And the thing about this program is, or work like this, is that you're the magic. It's reminding you that you have the system to function in elite health, in dynamic detoxification, abundant energy, deep restorative sleep, purpose-driven work. So the only thing I'll say to you, anybody hearing this today, is that if you hear this podcast and everything's amazing and you're crushing it and you're not looping and you're two steps forward and one back and there's a slow linear movement forward that's climbing up the mountain, you're going forward, it sounds like you already have this in your life. It's possible this is part of your DNA. And if that's not your story, if you don't find yourself standing in constant state of a movement forward or improvement, if you're struggling, if you feel like you've been looping, maybe this is something for you to look at. I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. Now, in the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. Now, I know what you're thinking, that is a full bucket. And even worse than the list of toxins was the fatigue, the neuralgia, and the brain fog due to the burden on the system. So luckily, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse Foot Bath by AMD at a wellness conference. The system uses both positive and negatively charged ions to help eliminate these harmful toxins from the body. So my N equals one experiment, after 4 months, I've watched most environmental toxicity fall by more than 30% through diagnostic testing. So for me, this is a win-win. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a fan favorite of the podcast because it's safe, It's effective, and it's a non-invasive way to cleanse and purify the body. So as a special promotion, Ion Cleanse by AMD is offering a free 15-minute consult where you can explore your personal needs to see if this technology may be the right solution for you and your family. So schedule your free 15-minute phone consult by selecting the link in the show notes, my Instagram at FreddySetGo, or FreddySetGo.com. Friends, this is a heart-centered company. The support team is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. That is zero risk for the customer. So if you're ready to purchase, visit www.amajordifference.com and mention the Beautifully Broken Podcast as your referral source. Namaste. I've called this in for a long time, and one of the most triggering things for me in the throes of Lyme and mold toxicity was practitioners or books or articles telling me that was all in my head. It was the last thing that I wanted to hear. I can see on the paper that I have elevated counts of Epstein-Barr and elevated mercury and aluminum and arsenic. I can look at the scar tissue on my belly and see that the overlapping folds of collagen-like tissue capable of holding 2,000 pounds of pressure per square inch are causing me emergency room visits. Well, none of those things are issues anymore, and it's not necessarily because I removed them from my body. I changed the way that my brain responded to the trigger, whether that was from an intentional program or the process of being taken to my knees and allowing and accepting and giving over control. It's a paradigm shift. It's a true paradigm shift in thinking about what healing is and what it means to you. So I only offer this because I'm really excited about it. So although this will be in the show notes, but there is a code for a discount in this program. It's like around $300. So I don't know, with hundreds of thousands of dollars, I wish someone had stopped me in my seat 20 years ago and said, Freddie, whatever you're going to do to be well, start to heal, just add this in. I wish somebody would have tapped me on that shoulder. So maybe this is your tap on the shoulder to move into a different type of ownership of where you're at in your journey. Doesn't mean throw anything else away. It just means this may benefit you on your journey. Now, I'm going to do a dramatic, I could end there, right? This could all be about what's Freddie doing, my insight on the limbic system, what I'm doing to shift my dynamic health, but something else came up for me today. I saw a bunch of posts yesterday with they're announcing the Tony Awards in New York City. These are like the Emmys for anybody who's an actor on a Broadway stage. And I happen to have many friends that are nominated, friends in, oh goodness, Mrs. Doubtfire, A Strange Loop, interestingly enough, more about looping. My friend Kenita Miller, right? My friend Rob McClure. And it's like the people that I came to the city with like 20 years ago, wow, they're on a Broadway stage and they're being nominated for Tony Awards, the highest level achievement. So I just felt like I wanted to get on the mic today and celebrate what that means for me to witness them. I have no degree of envy or jealousy. It almost feels like I want a Tony. And I'm gonna loop you back into how this could be, because I've sat in moldy, stinky dressing rooms with some of these human beings nominated for Tony Awards in the middle of Ohio, in the middle of Connecticut or Jersey or Arkansas. And we've shared space, right? We've shared 13-week jobs away from our family and friends for a salaried wage that you could barely buy food on or pay your bills. We've been in classrooms where we've done hours and hours of tutelage from Broadway teachers and directors and choreographers, working and honing our crafts, never having the intention to stop or I will stop taking class when I get to this level, always invested and always leaning into developing our craft to be better storytellers and better communicators. And I look at this 20-year timeline, and you watch this unfolding for these greats, I mean like the 0.001%. And it feels like I feel this incredible sense of pride because I've shared that journey. Now, I'm not putting myself on the talent level, right? Some of these people have an innate talent level that is different than everyone else and expressed differently in different bodies. I just want to give them praise and also say that as someone who loves something so much and celebrates song and the spoken word and storytelling, these things that people dedicate their lives to that makes life worth living, on the other side of the pandemic, to be able to walk into a theater and sit and receive 2.5 hours of spirit-driven music and text and storytelling and to be moved to tears. It's one of the highest pinnacles of celebration and achievement, and to share our gifts, in my opinion, that is to be human, right? Live theater, it's incredible. And so I just celebrate that journey. Ladies and gentlemen, I had to stop the podcast. I need to tell you about a company that I am loving right now, Upgraded Formulas. They are located right here in Austin, and they provide an HTMA test for at-home use. What's HTMA? It's hair tissue mineral analysis. So from the comfort of my bathroom, I can send away some hair and I can get a picture or snapshot of my mineral balance in my body. Minerals are the building blocks of life. It is going to tell me how metabolically active I am, how easily I build muscle or burn fat, how I mount an immune response, and how the health of my bones may look in the next 20 to 30 years. This is a service I believe in so much. I've had my mom do it not once, but twice. And she has got information to improve her vitality, her strength, her energy based on this test, don't guess principle. Also, you have to check out their magnesium, which is always something that I use when I travel, and it totally moves my deep sleep scores. Check out Upgraded Formulas and use the code FREDDIE10. That's FREDDIE10, all caps, FREDDIE10. And you'll get a discount in the cart, and you can look at your mineral makeup and make better choices about your wellness going forward. Love ya. Now I'm going to loop back to the limbic system. Part of the exercise in developing a loop or a trigger for me was looking at what my pain point is, right? I'll mention on the podcast, part of my Lyme or mold experience was terrible inflammation, like the subtle inflammation of my synovial fluid. I can't always even pin it down to a joint. It's so subtle. Where is it? What? I can just feel it in my fingers sometimes, or a shoulder, maybe even in the side of my left jaw when I would sing, but it was always there, always present. So I would write out that loop, right? And I'd write the trigger out. And then I would write out what it meant to me. What did I lose? What did I lose from life if that existed? If it never went away, what do I miss out on? And so you write out this negative loop, and then I had to write out the positive loop. And it's so this exercise of writing down the dark and then writing out the light circle, creating a new narrative. And at the end of it, we have to find a moment of joy. And I'll be honest with you. There was this creative exercise in the program where I had to write out like what my extreme moment of like bliss, joy, the ultimate place. Team, I didn't really have one. Mine were really boring. I didn't have a surf vacation in Costa Rica. I didn't really have like a ski trip. Everything that I could think of was associated with like this low-level pain or joint pain. It was like a lot of my memories were dark. I'm like, I love what I do. I love the podcast. I love speaking to people. And I do. I deeply, deeply love that. But I had to go back further to find a timeline that was free from this pain. And so the other night when I was practicing, I was like, let me try to get a new memory for my reward, my dopamine reward at the end of this exercise. So I remembered a time, which is so magical. I remember a time in a theater when I was in high school, and it was nothing. I wasn't performing on stage. It was actually, well, we were not working on a number that I was in. I was backstage, and I was just, we were playing like this game where we would stack these wrestling mats. Does anybody remember the wrestling mats from high school when they were rolled up? They were like huge, these rubber foam mats. We would run up the mat as hard as we could and like fall backwards to the ground. We'd fall on our backs and our necks, and we'd run up these big wrestling mats, and we'd just spin off and spin like a 720 or a 360 or a 540 tail grab. We were doing these skateboarding moves, and we'd be running around the theater, crashing into walls with reckless abandon. There was never a worry about joint pain or the twist of a knee or an Achilles tendon or a dysfunctional hip. It was like movement through space with reckless abandon with no knowledge of pain. And I hit that memory yesterday. And I was filled with joy, exuberant joy in my body, because I was like, wow, to be in a state of play that was truly play without care, without the concern of being hurt. That's been so long. And so I held on to that moment when they hand, and I just like a lever, I started to raise it up through the sky. And then at the end, I just let out a yes in celebration. And I have been lit up since I found that moment. Lit up. Something's changed. Something's changed within me. That's from Wicked. That'll be the last singing I do on the podcast. I just want to say, find your moments. This work is profound. Celebrate theater and storytelling. Look at Reorigin. I'm wired and I am here for it. The whole mission of this show is to get people excited about how good you can feel and how amazing it can be to be in a body for 100 years. What are we going to do? What's your purpose? What do you have to do in the morning? What gets you out of bed? Because you're so fired up that you need to be at 100%. I'm going for 150. I'm well beyond chronic illness. I'm well beyond Lyme and Epstein-Barr and cancer. I'm into the optimization zone. What's on the other side of chronic illness? That's where I'm speaking from. Let's do this. I love you guys so much. Hi, friends. I hope you're loving the show. Let's take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. If there's one word that makes me feel really intelligent, it's photobiomodulation, better known as red light therapy. Photobiomodulation has been clinically shown to increase energy, circulation, increased testosterone production and workout recovery, hair growth, even the improvement in the depths of fine lines and wrinkles. You actually don't have a lot of reasons not to incorporate red light therapy into your home. And not all panels are created equal, which is why the panel I recommend to my family and my friends is LightPath LED, for the following reasons. This company continues to evolve their technology, including up to 5 wavelengths in each bulb. They include a 3-year warranty. This is one of the most robust in the industry. And they also have pre-programmed frequencies to add the benefit of pulsed light to the body. And most importantly, after-purchase support so you know how to best use your device for your specific needs. Now, what does the evolving science say around pulsed light? Pulsed light yields benefit to the mitochondrial health, leading to increased production of cellular energy, thus improved outcomes. So say it with me, let's mind the mitochondria. So check out their beautiful new website at LightPath LED and use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, all lowercase, for a discount and checkout. My friends, you made it to the end of the podcast. Can you believe this is season 4? Wait, don't turn it off yet. Before you go, I have something very important I need to say. There are 2 ways in which we can build this relationship that we've been working on. The first one is to join me on my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo. You get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, discounted coaching, and free webinars with thought leaders in the wellness and technology industry. The second way to support this guy right here is to go to freddiesetgo.com and download the Beautifully Broken Buyer's Guide. This is my ebook. It's a collection of transformational technology, supplements, and courses that have worked for me, my clients, and my family. These are things that I have found incredibly helpful in my personal healing journey, like the Ionic Foot Bath or Amp Coil or the Red Light. Most offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the discount code. Now, please know they don't cost you anything extra, and at the same time, they do support the podcast through affiliations. Friends, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. 5 stars if you loved it. And, well, I guess if you're compelled to listen to this entire thing and leave a 1-star review, I'm going to take that too. If you want to connect with me directly, I spend most of my time on the social media platform known as Instagram at FreddieSetGo. Or you can find me at buymeacoffee.com/FreddieSetGo or FreddieSetGo.com. And lastly, from my vast team of legal internet lawyers, which I pay a lot of money to, the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice to treat any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. That's all for today. Our closing, the world is changing. We need you at your very best. So take the steps today to always be upgrading. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together can be a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel.